A Boston clinic for transgender youth has noticed something it can't explain. A high percentage of transgender children and teenagers are growing up in adoptive homes. The number of transgender youth at SEES who are adopted is 3 to 4 times higher than the overall adoption rate statewide. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes a look at what that might tell us about transgender young people and adults.
2 summers back, when Nathan Tasker was 13, his mom drove him from Melrose to Maine for a special transgender camp. Nathan said he was happy for the first time in years.
I finally was not alone.
But even here, Nathan expected to be different because he's transgender and adopted.
Well, I thought that, you know, I was just a package deal. Like, this only happens to one kid, like, in every place in the world. But I was like, you know what? There are a lot of adopted kids who are trans, and that's pretty amazing.
Doctors at Boston Children's Hospital Gender Management Service Clinic, where Nathan is a patient, started making the same connection last year.
We had been noticing that a seemingly high percentage of our patients were adopted or living with adoptive families.
Dr. Daniel Schumer treated transgender kids at Boston Children's Hospital for 3 years. He moved to Ann Arbor, Michigan to open a similar program last year, but pored through the files in Boston before he left. He found that 8.2% of the 184 young people who've come to the clinic since it opened in 2007 were raised in adopted families. The adoption rate overall in Massachusetts is 2.3%.
There may be a true link between being adopted and being transgender. But another possibility is that adoptive families may be more likely to present to clinics for help for their transgender child.
There are a few reasons why. Adoption experts say it's a fact. Adopted children seek and receive more counseling and care. When it comes to transgender care, Schumer says families of adopted children appear less likely to be ashamed of their child and more likely to seek help. That idea resonates with Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy, who runs a clinic for transgender youth in Los Angeles.
When parents have biological children that are transgender, what happens is a big blame game. I have heard many families say, well, you know, my husband has 2 gay cousins, or my wife has a trans aunt.
Olson Kennedy says that doesn't usually happen with the families of adopted kids. But could there be something about the experience of adoption that helps explain the link? Dr. Schumer says maybe.
As adoptive kids are becoming teenagers, they may more actively consider their gender identity in the context of their overall identity than kids that aren't adopted, that aren't going through as rigorous an identity thought process.
That's a new but reasonable thought, says Adam Pertman, president of the National Center on Adoption and Permanency.
Identity and adoption is a complex issue. I mean, it's complex for everybody, but there's a whole nother layer for adopted people that sort of triggers, in many of them, a deeper look within themselves about identity. And maybe this is part of what they find.
I think it's a stretch, frankly.
Jamison Green, the immediate past president of the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, says all of these theories are interesting guesses, but just that.
People, in trying to understand what transness is and how it manifests and why some of us are this way, will elicit all kinds of conjectures.
Green has many of his own questions. He is, after all, adopted. Could there be something triggered by an early separation from the biological mother, or something neurological linked to reasons a mother gives her child up for adoption?
It speaks to how little we actually know. There's much more to be learned about transness, about gender identity development in all people.
There appears to be just one other study on transgender adoption rates. In 1998, a Toronto clinic found a similarly high percentage of adoption among transgender youth than among children as a whole. The Boston researchers are presenting their findings at conferences and have submitted a paper for publication. It leaves the question about why there's a higher rate of adoption among transgender youth seen at some clinics open for discussion. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.